I'm Holly. I'm a business strategist who loves a good plan and flowchart and is crazy passionate about teaching women like you how to build your dream job and scale to six figures and beyond without sacrificing your weekends and priorities. I believe strongly to my core that you can create a routine you love with the right strategy, product suite, aka what you are actually selling, and simple systems to create a lifestyle that works and a business that scales without burnout. Because here's the thing, it's not just about managing your time. It's about embracing that time freedom and really working on unlocking that freedom together so that you can do more of what you love. After 22 years in corporate strategy, working for Fortune 500 companies, I ditched the office to build a now seven-figure business with my husband full-time. And P.S., we did it in less than 2 years during the pandemic with twins. Oh my goodness. My goal here is to provide you with unfiltered insights into behind the scenes of entrepreneurship. What works, what doesn't. Practical tips you can implement right now, as in right after listening. I want you to consider this podcast your online business MBA delivered directly to your inbox, intertwined with the realities of being a working mom, exploring life, and the invaluable lessons learned along the way. Think of the Crush the Rush podcast as your weekly one-stop shop for actionable business planning, guiding you on the next steps and explaining the why, the really important things behind each move. We'll keep you motivated and uplifted as you learn from some of the industry's best experts. So grab your sparkly beverage, I'm sipping on a chai tea, and get ready to learn to do less better. Let's scale your dream business and finally have the freedom to focus more on what you love. This is the Crush the Rush podcast. I am super excited to announce that the next cohort of the Collective Mastermind is officially kicking off. And the best part is we gave it a makeover. So the new 9-month mastermind is nothing like you have ever experienced before. Because as we say, a life priorities focused business is the fastest way to multi six figures. And I'm going to teach you exactly how. So if you aren't familiar with our mastermind, we combine strategy and mindset and then layer on our sought after community and toolkit. But let's just get real for a second. So in today's business and economy, you have to continue to grow and pivot or you're going to be left behind, period. What makes this different? I have only run my business in a pandemic, a recession, or whatever you want to call our current state. We now have a full team and I have retired myself and my husband in less than 3 years. And in the last 15 months, we have crossed the 500,000 mark in revenue. And I did most of this while working full time. I am not saying this just to throw out numbers. I am saying this to show you that it is possible. This mastermind is not cookie cutter. It is not one size fits all. I actually adapt to you and your goals and provide you with the structure and accountability to scale. And my ultimate goal, again, let's just be real, is for you to make your investment back and more. And like other masterminds, if you happen to have mastermind trauma, you actually get access to me directly. As in, I am right here building it with you. You get the power of the group, but the benefit of the one-on-one. So this is a perfect fit for you if you have started a business and are ready to scale to multi six figure and seven figures. You are ready to buy back your time and energy. You want to expand your team in a way that makes sense for you and saves time. You are ready to have consistent 10K, 20K, 30K months and beyond. And you are really ready to step into that true CEO role. It is time to pivot. It is time to be a part of a community to support you with the expansion, alignment, and profit that you want to make in your business. So I'm going to make this super, super, super easy because my goal is to help you do less better and make more money. Who doesn't want that? Just DM me mastermind and I'll share you the next steps and how to apply. You can also grab the link in the show notes or go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. And yes, in case you were curious, all of our famous retreats are included and they also got a makeover too. So just DM me mastermind and I will share the next steps with you, or you can go to hollymurrayhaines.com/crushtherushcollective. I have been dying to do an episode on this week's topics for weeks. So today we are digging into how to use an open house model and honestly just my thoughts on what's working and what's not. So first, let's just talk about launching right now. So I'm in a mastermind. It has over 100 six and seven figure business owners in it. And I keep hearing the same message. What worked in 2020 isn't working now. And I'm like, okay, I can see that. But in my head, I'm like, well, I barely had an idea, let alone a business in 2020. So I really don't know what you're talking about. But my strategy brain knows that the environment is different right now. So what I did, not in 2020, because I didn't really have a business, but what I did even a year ago is a little bit different. So what does this mean? Well, what it means is it doesn't mean that people aren't buying. It does mean that in the market of online businesses, whatever you're selling, product, service, agency, insert all the things, it is saturated out there. There are a lot of people that are building online businesses, which I think is really, really cool because there's people for everyone, right? And so what you have to do is you have to be really consistent to stand out. Hint, if you haven't listened to last week's episode, you should. And number two is your model might need to change a little bit. So what you did last year might not work this year. It doesn't mean that it's not good. It just means that we have to pivot a little bit. So what I have personally experienced is that people are craving connection. They want to know exactly what they are buying, just like I do, and the results that you're going to get. You want to know if you're going to invest in something. Thing that you're going to get out of it, what you put into it, right? So going back to my point of there are a lot of people offering a lot of products and services right now, but this is really, really basic strategy. We have to make it easy. We have to make it easy for our clients and for our customers to say, yes, we can't make our products and services complicated with 800 choices. So back to what I was talking about at the beginning, back in January, we were getting ready to launch our program called Antisocial School. And I always like to say, like, I like to do things differently. I like to do like what feels good and what I like to do and not necessarily what like the strategy book tells you to do. And sometimes they're the same and sometimes they're not. And what I knew was the program is really, really good. Like, it's really good. I've gotten some amazing results from our clients, but I don't know how to like shouted from the rooftops and be like, you guys need to do this, right? So, and I get that sometimes you don't want to read a mile long sales page and you just need to see it to believe it. So going back to the backstory, I'm in a mastermind. I'm in this peer pod, which I love, with some amazing women. And one of my friends, Marisa, who shout out to her copy squad, Marisa Corcoran. And we were just brainstorming. We were just having a day. We were going back and forth. We were talking about launches and copy and like things that we were seeing. And she was like, I think you should do an open house. And I was like, huh, never heard of this strategy before. I mean, I kind of have when it comes to like selling Tupperware or like products, you know, in the 80s, but haven't heard of it now. Side note, this is where the power of like community and masterminds like truly comes into play, because I would have never gotten this idea or taken it to the length that we have if I hadn't started asking questions in our group. But going back to the strategy, I created an open house model for our program when we launched it in March. And here's how we did it. So if you're listening and you're like, I want to do this too, you totally should. I'm like telling everyone that they should do it because it was such a fun experience. It made launching so much less stressful and was actually fun and it worked. So to me, that like checks all the boxes of let's just do business differently. So the first thing we did is I sent out invites to this open house, which was a 1-hour event, 1 week ahead of time. This was not originally planned. Like I said, this came from this like behind the scenes conversation. And I'm like, I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to do it. So the open house was 1 hour. We set a date. We set out invites. It kind of just like embedded it into our launch strategy. And then inside the open house, I covered the following. One, I gave a tour of the program, but this was not the sales page, right? This was like, hey, I'm going to show you like when you join, this is what actually happens. And this is how I do an audit. And this is how I talk to you. And this is what our Slack channel looks like. And these are the classes that you get. And these are the results. Like, we are going deep into behind the scenes. The next thing that we did was we shared client results. And you guys know that I love a good case study. So instead of just being like, here's a testimonial, I actually brought clients in. But here's where the magic happened. So I had clients volunteer their time, which was amazing. And I asked them 3 or 4 questions each. So it was kind of like podcast style. Like I knew their background and I asked them specific questions to share their story and share their results. They knew the questions ahead of time, but each client had like a different story and a different perspective. So it allowed them to hear, or you to hear, all the real life updates behind the scenes. And the best part, it allowed me to highlight them, which I'm going to come back to. So after we did that, which was just like a fun, like real life in-person case study, I answered objections. So you already know the objections to your program. You know it's time, you know it's money, you know what people are asking you. And so instead of being like, oh, does anyone have any questions? I just answered them like, hey, here are questions that I get. Here are things that I think you're going to want to know. Kind of like seeing is believing. And then at the end, we just opened it up to questions. We sent out the replay. We made a highlight reel of all of our clients, highlighted them in our email. And the cool part is a lot of our clients made connections in the open house and even got new clients from it. So it was like this huge win-win of being able to highlight your program in a way, or service or product, whatever, in a way that is really different, but also highlighting your community, which just felt really, really good. And for me, I believe that this can work beautifully for agencies, products, service providers. You could do it in person. You could do it online. Like, get creative. How do you showcase what you do in a way that is just different, that people are craving to see? Like, how do you show your future clients proof? So it's kind of like, I always use Apple as an example. It's kind of like walking into a virtual Apple store in my head, where like it's like this magical experience and like everyone is there to help you have the best time and make the best purchase. And then when you leave, you feel like, oh, that was great, right? Even though you spent like $1 million on a new computer. I mean, Apple is always the best case study, but that's what they're doing. They're creating this open house where you can just experience the things that are going on. So now I'm obsessed with this model. I'm obsessed because it helps me explain things to you in a way that I think resonates, but also it helps highlight our clients and they're getting results from it too, which feels just like a win-win. So because I can't do things small, we created another version of the open house model for our mastermind program. And this is a little bit different. So this is called Experience Week and it's an entire week. So 5 days, which is 100% based on your feedback, based on this open house model strategy. So for 5 days, you can actually experience our entire mastermind. So day one, I'm actually teaching. You get to hear me teach and ask questions. And we're teaching our income stacking strategy, which is like, how do you build a profit model where you don't have to create more? Like, who doesn't want to learn that, right? Then we're going into like Q&A and office hours, because that's something that we do inside our mastermind every single week. Then we're moving into the actual open house, right? But we also have a full day where you get to meet our team. I'm showing you Slack. You get full access behind the scenes to our team for an entire week, and we'll answer any single question you have about your business strategy. So it's a really, really cool model. But the last piece I actually built off of the first time we did it, and that is I want to highlight our students. So we have some students coming in who are going to tell their story. We also have them teaching to you, kind of digging into like it's a supportive community, and we all know different things and we're all learning from each other. And so if you're like a rock star entrepreneur and you're like, yes, I want to try this because you've been thinking about joining strategic based community and mentor circle, then this is something you definitely, definitely want to try. You can just go to hollymariehaines.com/experience, or you can just DM me experience and I'll send you all the details, but you're going to see this open house in full effect, right? You're going to see the model come to life and then you're going to get to experience it yourself. So I honestly think Experience Week is a no-brainer. I would say don't let fear hold you back. You can see if the collective community is a good fit. You can check out this awesome launch model. You can see how we do things behind the scenes. So I hope if anything, that you can hear the excitement in my voice when I'm talking about this open house model, because it's so, so, so powerful to be able to show your future clients what you can do and let them experience it. So again, I hope you join us inside our full experience week. It's hollymariehaines.com/experience, or just shoot me a DM with the word experience and I'll send you all the details. But I'm super curious. Do you like this model? Have you tried it? How cool is it that you get to show your clients and let them make a super informed decision? I want to know how you're going to use this to work for you. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Crush the Rush podcast. I honestly feel like this podcast is an extension of me and our community, and so I hope you come back and listen for more. If you're feeling inspired and ready to take action, there's actually some really amazing ways that you can stay connected with us. Number one, if you want to see this episode come to life with visuals and bonus behind the scenes, you can head over to our YouTube channel, which is at Holly Marie Haines. We like to post some bonuses there, so I hope that you're excited to learn more about these topics. And then, as always, you can leave a review. Your feedback helps this show grow and reach more amazing listeners just like you. We've made it really, really easy. You can simply go to hollymariehaines.com/podcast and click the review button. You can also find custom playlists and more to just say thank you and offer you another amazing way to give you some support. And then last but not least, if you have questions about today's episode or a topic that you would love to have covered in the future, you can just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat. And it's me behind the scenes answering all the questions. You can text me, send me a video, leave me a message. It's super cool. And like I said, I hope that this podcast is just an extension of our relationship together. So remember that you are capable of achieving incredible things. Keep up the amazing work, and I can't wait to connect with you more. I am so grateful for you and the power of community that this podcast has created. It is just so amazing to be able to connect with all of you over the last couple of years, because we've actually had this podcast for almost 3 full years now. And because of that, I wanted to just get to know you better. So I would love it if you would head over to hollymariehaines.com/chat and tell me what you think of this episode. You can text me, voice message me, send me a video, email me, and ask me anything. I'm a real human. And yes, it's me on the other end answering the messages. So I would love to know, like, what did you like about this episode? What would you like to hear more about? Did something resonate with you? Or maybe inside this episode, I gave you a keyword to learn more. If I did, you can just pop this keyword into the chat, and this is a way for us to connect and chat more. So just go to hollymariehaines.com/chat, and I can't wait to hear from you.